Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Blast it out!
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The midday show with Andy and Randy. Coming to you live from the streets in Buckhead.
These streets!
We are right outside Fido, as it is draw day. We're going to find out in about an hour and a half and beyond all the different groups in the 2026 World Cup. And we're going to be broadcasting live from here until 2. I know Dukes and Bell are going to be here as well. I mean, just an awesome scene already.
Dude, what's happening, man? This is awesome, dude. Obviously, we know how big the World Cup is, and for it to have a thing like this here in Atlanta, it's awesome. The people are all out right now. As like you said, about 90 minutes, we get a chance to see the group draw and all the four or whatever. But, yeah, man, it's going to be a lot of fun today. Like, as long as the weather is chilly, but the wind ain't blowing, so we're good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. So we should be able to.
We came ready.
Oh, yeah. I don't ever wear gloves. Got my gloves on.
Yeah.
Got my Georgia Skelly.
Yeah.
Got my vest. Long sleeve mock. Quarter zip.
All black.
Yeah, man.
Somebody already confused Randy for security.
They damn sure did. Like, is this where the. I'm like, hold on. Just because I'm big black and in black don't mean I'm securing nothing. Gone. Yeah. Show ass out my face.
We also had no idea what the answer to the question
was. None at all.
So I don't know. Yeah. Go on in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not in charge.
Hell nah, man.
They got heaters above.
But
this, this is good.
This is my first time down here, Bunk. And so I went into these restrooms. It's like, damn, I bet this place be rocking.
Yeah. No, this place is cool.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Fido is really nice.
Yeah, man.
So beautiful inside. The patio's great. Like we said, there are heaters out here. I don't know if this is even open to people, so
yeah.
I don't know if I'm
just
recommending that people come hang out with us. I don't know if you can
even
get in.
People and everything.
But I'm sure you can come out to all this part,
yeah.
Right?
They got vendors and everything like that. They all obviously have my favorite thing of everything. The bar is right beside us.
Oh, is it right over there?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, it sure is.
Yeah, the bar is right. So we can just call over right there, yeah.
We don't even need to. Yeah, they just hand it to us
exactly.
Right there.
Exactly. So we good. So we all the way in squared, baby.
Oh, great.
It's a fun afternoon.
I was talking to Brad Guzan just a few minutes ago, kind of getting his thoughts on everything that's going down today, and he's going to join us in about 15 minutes to talk World Cup and retirement and what's up with him and all that stuff.
I was walking over, I saw him. And first I said, "You coming on with us?" He said, "Yeah." And then I was like, "How's retirement?" He just gave me a smile. Because it feels good, though. Yeah, it feels good, especially.
Well, he said he's busier now than he was.
That's
when
what
he was
I'm saying,
playing.
Man. I mean, you know, Brad's gonna be on everything.
I
man.
Know.
He's gonna be on
media
the coverage,
superstar.
Media superstar type dude, man. I mean, that's what you get when you put in the work that he's put all these years in soccer. And obviously, you know, he's gonna be a big part of, you know, the like you said today. He's gonna be with us. He's gonna be emceeing with Mike, I think. When the picks start coming out and everything. So, yeah, Brad's up in the house. Can't wait to talk to him.
Yeah, that is one of the parts of us being here today. There's going to be a bunch of different guests on throughout the show. Like we said, Brad Guzan in about 15 minutes. Roddy Nabalsi is going to join us for his normal Friday visit as we do get ready for the SEC Championship
game
tomorrow, which, by the way, is also in Atlanta.
Yeah, man.
What a freaking weekend.
Yeah, dog.
Like, we get to celebrate kicking off the World Cup draw and all that, find out who's coming to town next summer on Friday. On Saturday, the biggest football game of the weekend, Georgia and Alabama are playing right here in town. And then on Sunday, the Falcons and the Seahawks are playing at Mercedes-Benz as well. So just an action. I mean, it's Atlanta. It's what happens.
Right.
It's what it is.
It should be a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
It should be a lot of fun. Like you said, the Dogs got to get it done this weekend, man. I don't care. I don't care what the – well, it doesn't matter. It matters. It damn matters. You got a team in Alabama.
Right,
you got a team in Alabama who their spot ain't secure. I think a lot of people are speculating because of where they would rank.
Yeah, that's
on,
a good
on
point.
Tuesday.
That's a good
don't
point.
Mean that. And then you hear all this Georgia ain't blowing out Alabama. This game right here it's. And we'll talk later on and ask Roddy about all the injuries and things like that. But it's going to be a damn dog fight, man. It's Georgia-Bama. And that's how it's supposed to be, man. So I'm so excited for 4 o'clock tomorrow, man. Get an opportunity to watch my dogs try to, get over this hump, man. You said it yesterday, that one team that you just can't be. As much success as Georgia's had.
Yeah.
Got a Bama problem.
Yep.
Got a Bama problem. So hopefully they can get it done tomorrow.
Yeah,
man.
And look, if you're going to struggle with the team.
It's not letting
it
be Bama.
It being Alabama.
Like, I'm struggling with, Tennessee or
yeah,
Florida.
This is not like the Washington
Huskies
not being able to beat Arizona State for the last 20 years on the road.
That's
true. We haven't beaten them in Tempe in 20 years.
Really?
But, that's weird, right? Why is that? That's weird.
Right.
It's not – Alabama's been the cream of the crop in college football for the last 15 years. Now, I do think that Georgia has met them there and even surpassed them over the last 5 years. But even in that,
they beat us.
They still find a way to beat Georgia outside of, obviously, the most important one, which was the first national championship game. One of the final infinity stones in the Thanos thing. I never saw the movie, but I think I'm there.
I'll go with you. I ain't never seen it, but I'm going with you on that
one. It's Bama. Yep. Kirby's got the whole fist of it or whatever. He's fisting them. And now you got to get Bama. You know what I mean?
It's too early, man.
I think that all made sense. I think that was all pretty Marvel solid.
You know me. I'm going to go with you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go with you, though. We're going to walk into that together.
Speaking of going with me, we didn't go together, but we were there together last night. Shout out to Michael Harris and the Catch 23 Foundation.
Yes.
We had a great time last night. Fundraiser for his charity. Tons of money raised. They got a little bit of my money. Got a little bit of your money as well. And we just had a great time last night hanging out with him. And Marquise Grissom was there. Obviously, Big Mike. Mike's dad is just an awesome dude. Got a chance to hang out with him for a little bit last night. Really good time. Thanks to those guys.
Yeah, man. It was an unbelievable night, like you said, getting to hang out with Michael and his people and Mr. Harris. I can't say enough. That guy is one of a kind, man.
Yep.
And not a little bit. He hung out with us all night.
I think we might be pretty good friends now.
Yeah, he hung out with us all night. But I thought the greatest thing was that all of Michael's family was there.
Yeah.
Man. You saw his sister. You saw his aunties, uncles, cousins.
Mom.
Mama.
Yeah.
Everybody was helping out, doing everything. So I appreciate the invite and everything. And, like you said, it was a great night of just sit there, just hang out, just chill out, man.
It was awesome.
Really, really fun. Really, really, really fun night.
I was texting my wife. She's like, when do you think you're going to be out of there? And I was like, I don't know. This is really fun.
Right.
I'm headed home soon, but – I'm hanging out with Big Mike, and he's like my best friend now, so I can't leave.
And that was the thing about it. Was like, I don't want to go.
I don't want to leave. We're having fun.
I was like, I got to get out of here now. Because Greg Street was there. He's like, all right, this is 15 minutes left. I was like, yeah, okay.
Oh, they last called you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, let me go and get up out of here, man. Because you don't think about Atlantic Station trying to get out of this daggone parking decks is a mess. Trying to get out of here was a mess last night.
Dude, I didn't know where Lucky Strike was, and I just went into the parking lot, and I was like, I'll roll the dice.
Yep.
Hopefully I'm right. I was. I lucked out, walked right up the steps right in front of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got so lucky.
That's
a big parking lot.
I ain't been there so long that I didn't know they had – because when I lived there, it was a bowling alley a little further down.
Oh, okay.
Close to – I can't even think of the – whatever. But so that's where I thought it was. But then when I was driving up, I said – that's a Lucky Strike. I'm assuming it's there. I'm pretty sure they don't have two bowling alleys on the same damn street in Atlantic Station. But that place is awesome, too,
It's awesome, too, man.
Yeah, but yeah, really, it was
really good. Fun.
Great time last night. Thank you to Michael Harris and his people for inviting us. And I definitely can't wait to go again. Can't wait to see Mike because he kept peppering. I invited y'all to a game. Y'all, like, I said, Big Mike, our schedules just couldn't line up
we wanted to go to the game.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know.
We couldn't get our schedules lined up.
There was only so many home games left and all that. But again, we're going.
Yeah, man.
We're going next year. All right. And then obviously Sunday at 1 o'clock, the Falcons will take the field once more.
Yep.
Hopefully they'll put together as complete of a performance as they have. I think probably the most complete performance they've had this year was against Buffalo. I don't know. Maybe Washington. I'm not sure. But that's what it's going to take because the Seahawks are really good. They're hot. They're coming to town with big ambitions for this season.
Right.
I mean, they're trying to get that number one seed in the NFC and all that stuff. So, you know, they're coming to town looking to get out of here with a W for sure.
Yeah, they got
to
play. I mean, Seattle's a good football team, and they know how to run the football. We already talked about, Jackson Smith. I mean, he's a baller, man. The pace that he's on right now, you know, it's unbelievable. And then you got to figure out a way, because he didn't have the biggest game. Minnesota did a pretty good job on
Minnesota was the first team that really did that to him.
Do you copy it, copy paste, and all those different things? But, yeah, I think offensively they just got to, you know, pretty much the same game plan as last week. You know, run the hell out of the ball, get Bijan the ball as much as you can. I thought when I said Zach did a better job, I thought he did a better job of not predictable with the stretch runs. I thought he did more inside the tackle runs, which helped out a lot. So, you know, I mean, that's on tape. So Seattle has to play for that. So that means that can open up that stretch zone. Obviously, the play action pass is going to be there. But more importantly, make the freaking play. Make the freaking play when it's your time to make it. You know what I mean? Make the freaking play when it's your time. And I'll give you my one key. Cover a freaking kick.
God.
Cover a kick.
No kidding.
But what did I get? In quotations, don't give them an opportunity.
Just kick it out of the back of the end zone.
Kick it out of the end zone.
We're good. Yep. We've seen it.
Yep.
You're not fixing it.
Nope.
We're too far into the season with too much information to believe that it's going to get taken care of. Just boot that thing as hard as you can.
Yeah, man.
Give it the old Brandon Aubrey.
Yep.
And then, get it through the back of the end zone.
And then play defense. Because the thing about it is, as great as and as fun as this team is, my Seattle, Sam Darnold will give you one.
Sam
Darnold will give you the ball.
He will.
He will give you the football.
Does this qualify as a big game?
Because
he's bad in big games.
I mean,
it's the 1 o'clock game.
It's a 1 o'clock game
against a 4-8 team.
Probably Vilma's on the call.
Probably
Vilma's gonna be on the call.
Yeah, dang it! Can we trick him into thinking this is nationally televised?
But that's
or
what
something?
I'm saying. Like, I mean, the thing about it is they're so good. But we talked about this yesterday. They're due. They're all teams have a bad loss during the season.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Most teams, and they're a good football team. And I mean, this seems like this will be on Monday or Sunday night. This will be a bad loss for the Seahawks if they lose this football.
Without question.
So,
I did a little interview yesterday in Seattle with some friends about the game, and they were like, what are you guys saying about the Seahawks? Nothing.
Yeah.
We're talking about whether or not the Falcons are going to fire their coaches.
Yeah, man.
I mean, yeah, the Seahawks are good. They're coming to town. Obviously, we want the Falcons to beat them, but bigger fish to fry here, unfortunately.
Yeah, man.
They were like, oh, really? I was like, yeah, man. They're 4-8.
Yeah, no, I mean, they need to – they need this game.
They do need.
They
this
need game. Like Seattle.
We all need it.
Seattle needs a game, obviously, because they're jockeying for playoff position in Poland. They need this game because they need a freaking win.
Yeah, man. They need to keep the season.
Yeah,
alive.
They need a freaking win, man. So I mean, that's the most important thing to me. It's like they need a damn win.
First hour of the radio program, as always, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Welcome back. Brad Guzan is going to join us. We're also going to do a little bit of a What's Trending to get you ready for the full weekend as well. Thanks for being with us as we broadcast live from Fido. It's draw day. We'll find out the World Cup groups later on this afternoon. We'll keep you updated on all that as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They got a tough everything. You know, like they're a good football team. And I really like how they've been built. I really like what they've done. You know, start with their general manager and what they've been able to do. Let's be honest. They're one of the teams that you stole the model from, right? Starts up front with those guys. And when you got Leonard Williams, Byron Murphy, you got Mafe, you got, you know, D. Hall, you go out and get Lawrence and free agency. You got first rounders and second rounders all over the place in that D-line. And, you know, that's what we've been doing over the last couple of years, you know, with the Doyleless and the Rook this year, with the James and the Jalen, trying to build that thing up so you can build it up into that type of a model.
Here we go.
Yeah, so that was Raheem Morris talking about the Seahawks. Brad Guzan's with us. What do you think about the Falcons game on Sunday, Brad? Might as well start there.
Listen, let's go Falcons. Let's turn this thing around.
Perfect.
Let's start one game at a time.
Perfect.
Midday
show with Andy and Randy.
There we go, yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, broadcasted live from Fideau. Draw day. We're going to find out the World Cup groups later on this afternoon.
Yeah, well, welcome, brother. I saw you walking in. Retirement, how is it? Now, I know you're going to the meeting and everything because we were just watching you on TV with the proper stand, microphone, chest high, strong wrist.
Such good posture.
I mean, good posture. Like, look at Brad over there, man.
I tell you what, I try. No, listen, retirement's been good. Trying to adjust to the new normal and start to really figure out kind of what that new normal is. And if you ask my wife, I've been busier now than before, and so she's like, well, what's all this stuff that you're doing?
Right.
But it's been good, just like I said, trying to figure out what that next path looks like, a little bit of clarity, but I'm enjoying it and it's been really good.
Having been through a day like today before as a player,
yep.
you know you're in. You know you're going, you're excited, you've qualified, all that. But you're going to find out today the three teams you're going to play against in your group. What's today like for all these guys? And there's 48 teams this year. For all these guys on these teams that are going to find out what next summer is going to start out like for them.
Listen, all eyes are on this draw. And from all over the world, from all corners of the world. You've got players playing all over the place. And they're all watching this draw to know, hey, this is who we're playing. These are the players that I'm going to be going up against. This is what the game's going to look like. Oh, I'm playing this team. That's a huge country. Oh, that team's going to be tricky. All of a sudden, it starts to become that much more real. And as a player, today is when it really starts to set in and says, right, next summer at the 2026 World Cup, this is what it's going to be about.
Yeah.
When you, because like I was, you played all over the world. We know you from playing here, but I mean, you played everywhere. You've been in this situation. As a player, how do you mentally focus for a World Cup as opposed to playing for your club team or Atlanta United?
Yeah, I mean, listen, first and foremost, you have to make the team, right? You have to be selected.
Right.
And so, you know, players that are out there thinking, oh, I'm going to be there next summer, it may not be the case. And I've seen that firsthand with certain guys. And so you've got to go out there and continue to perform for your club team and show the manager of your national team that says, hey, I can be counted on. I'm in good form. I'm ready to be a part of something much, much bigger. And you know, it's going to be a roster that, listen, there's going to be one or two, three guys that may not actually see the field, but how do they impact the group? How do they help the group? Because it's got to be everybody pulling in the same direction. And so from a player's perspective, you've got to go out and perform knowing that the group is set, knowing the games are set, but you still have to perform leading up to next summer up until that team selection process.
Brad Guzan joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy as we broadcast live from the World Cup selection party, draw day. We're going to find out later on this afternoon all the different groups of four. We'll find out who the U.S. is grouped with and all the other ones as well. There's going to be games here in Atlanta, obviously. We know that. We're very excited about it. We have big games here. We've had Super Bowls here. The SEC Championship game is going to be here tomorrow. What is this going to be like? What is a World Cup game going to be like in Atlanta for fans that have never experienced it?
Listen, when you have one World Cup game, it's like a massive Super Bowl, right? And you would compare it to a Super Bowl. The thing about the city of Atlanta and the World Cup in 2026 for us, we've got eight games.
Right.
And so we've got eight Super Bowls. And it is going to be back to back to back to back to back. And it is going to be an influx of fans, of visitors. from countries from all over the world. And listen, they may be fans that aren't even here to support the teams that are playing in the Benz, sure. but they're going to be here because Atlanta is where they were able to make it to.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they're going to be a part of the fan fest, and they're going to be a part of the watch parties. And there's going to be parties happening all around the city. Not everyone's going to be able to make it into the stadium, and that's okay because there's going to be so many other activities going on around the stadium.
Right, what do you think of our chances this year in the World Cup, the men's national team?
I mean, listen, there have been games where the performance hasn't been good enough, and when you look at it, it's been absolute doom and gloom, and we're terrible and everything, you know, the sky's falling, it's the end of the world. Then you go back to the last two friendlies against Paraguay and Uruguay, and they performed right. excellently. They were unbelievable. And if they perform like that in the World Cup in 2026, the sky's the limit, right? Being on home soil, the passion and the support that they're going to feel from our home fans, from having it here in their backyard, it's going to be amazing. And I think, like I said, the sky's the limit. And I wouldn't be surprised of advancing to the quarterfinal and doing something really, really special.
There's got to be a lot of pressure as well, I would think. I mean, with the tournament being here, and, I mean, there's been so much talk World Cup after World Cup about this is the group. This is the group. This is the most talented collection of American players we've ever had. Like, what do you think that is like, having it here, having that expectation on them?
I think, listen, we've got players that are playing all over the world, playing in big countries in Europe. We've got players that are a part of MLS Cup teams, and they have had this pressure before. And when you play a World Cup in your home country, they're never going to have this opportunity again. And so instead of looking at it from a pressure standpoint, look at it from a support standpoint, from a team aspect, right? And we're all in this together. The players are representing the fan base, and go out there and put everything you have into it. I think at this level, the margins are so fine.
Right.
And knowing that you've got the supporters and the fan base of an entire country behind you, like I said, it gives you that little bit extra.
If you could pick one country, I know they're all great, and we wanted to welcome everybody to Atlanta and all that, but if you could pick one non-U.S. country to have a game here, who would it be?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think when you look at the countries, you mentioned 48 teams, there's going to be a huge amount of teams, and the possibility of there's going to be some minnows, right? And you look at the sports culture here in Atlanta, you look at, you know, the Braves, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but a country like Curaçao, country like Haiti, all of a sudden now they're coming to the big show, the World Cup, down at the Benz. I think something like that would be amazing.
I think so too. Brad, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you,
BJ. Chat, as always. Congrats
absolutely.
Again
brother.
On retirement.
Thanks, guys.
We'll catch you up soon. That's Brad Guzan, media superstar.
Yeah, man.
Atlanta United legend. I mean, World Cup vet. Also played in a couple World Cups with Team USA in 2010, 2014. And now he's an ambassador the thing, which is really cool.
Freaking awesome.
Yes, it would be awesome, like – Haiti is an incredible story.
Yes.
Curaçao is an
yes.
incredible story. And obviously with the tie-in with a lot of Atlanta Braves are from Curaçao, so maybe there's a way to kind of support that way.
I want to see the damn Brazilians.
I want the Brazilians too, Randy.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I've been to Curaçao. Beautiful country. Beautiful. Fun people.
Where is it?
It's like right close to the tip of South America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
Got it.
A lot of fun. Me and my wife had a wonderful time. I wasn't in Brazil.
Yeah.
But with the boys. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
But Brazil, yeah.
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 Brazil coming to Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's just a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Like,
we could compare the yams.
Yeah.
Southern yams versus foreign yams. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean.
The original BBLs.
I mean, that's what the B stands for. Well, one of them. They literally put the B in BBL.
Written the BBA.
That's the answer. The answer is Brazil. I really want Brazil to play here. I would love it if Norway played here as well. Personal reasons.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the people.
And Norwegian women are also beautiful as well.
All the women are beautiful.
In a different way. I know, that's the thing. We were kind of doing this earlier.
Yeah.
And we were like, I don't know, that country. Every country has beautiful people.
Yeah, man, beautiful.
Yeah, man. And we'll welcome all of them with open arms. Going to find out a little bit later on today what all the groups are going to be, and that's going to be really cool. And Abe was telling us we're not going to know for sure until tomorrow,
yes.
like where all the games are going to be played at.
Yes.
But I guess Group H has two games here for sure.
Yes.
So once we find out who Group H is, we'll have a pretty good idea of at least who the teams might be.
Right.
And then again, there's six other games beyond that. Like Brad said, that eight Super Bowls coming to
town
next summer.
That's crazy. I hate to describe that.
Pretty cool.
It's crazy.
the SEC Super Bowl is going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. Obviously, you know, these two teams, these two program fan bases, everybody's familiar with each other.
Yep.
And I mean, it's going to be, you know, it's the damn – because everything – and I always say this, whenever the distractions and all these other things as far as, you know, do you want to be there and all that, none of that matters when the ball kicked off. You know what I mean? The players aren't thinking about, oh, man, I wish we had a break or something like that. It's a game where you get to be the champion of the best conference in football, you know. And obviously we talked earlier, Bama's not assured. Yes, Georgia's going to go to the playoffs. Yes, we understand that.
Right. But it still matters.
It still matters.
But Georgia will go even if they don't
win
the game.
Yes, we will go to the playoffs.
Bama might not. They might not.
And so you're going to get their best shot, you know. And I think if you look at – and anything can happen tomorrow, but I think we're – no, I know we're better than when we played them. In Athens. We're a better football team than when we played them. Now, Ty Simpson has not had his best, you know, since that Georgia. Yeah. He was absolutely phenomenal against Georgia.
Yeah. But the thing about it is. It's been a couple weeks since he played like that.
He has it, though. Yeah. This dude is cold-blooded. They got receivers. I don't know where Jam is. One of their best defensive linemen is out, a disruptor. Uh-huh. And we know that we're without our quarterback of our offensive line. We're without Drew Bobo, the guy who sets the defenses and everything. And so. How does Bama go about it? I think, you know, they're gonna make us earn it. Can we run the football? It's gonna be most important.
Yeah, no, that's
gonna be the big thing for Georgia. Can Georgia run the football?
Because I think Bama can't.
Bama can't.
Yeah.
But I think if Georgia's got to be able to run the ball, and then Gunner's got to make the plays when it's there. I thought that, you know, Tech could not say necessarily confused them, but they're playing a little bit more zone.
It was a really weird performance.
Exactly.
For him.
It was the worst he's played. It wasn't shaky, but it was like
it just wasn't. What we had seen over the last six
interception,
games.
Like the interception.
Yeah, it was a bad throw.
It's a bad throw. They're in a zone coverage. Throw it away from the linebacker. That's going to be the thing tomorrow.
It was weird. I don't know if it was the kind of the game plan they were using was pretty vanilla, or I don't know, was he amped up because it was Tech? Like, I don't know, but that, we hadn't seen Gunner look like that really since he turned the corner in the second half against Tennessee.
Right.
I mean, that was really kind of – since then had been playing some great quarterback. He's going to have to play well tomorrow also. Roddy Nabalsi is going to join us next, as he always does, on Fridays at 11:40 before Georgia games. Obviously, SEC championship game qualifies as that. He'll give us more information about Drew Bobo and kind of what the options are behind him and maybe timeline and all that, because I think Roddy's going to be joining us live from Drew Bobo's closet. He's in there spying on him, seeing what kind of treatment he's getting. So we're going to get the scoop from Roddy from UGASports.com coming up next. He always picks his walk-up music as well in relation to the game. What do you think this one's going to be?
I don't know.
I mean, where's his confidence level?
Got to get right, maybe.
Or something about, the boogeyman? I don't know. Something like that. I don't know. It'll be interesting. Find out together. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Atlanta Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Thanks again to Brad Guzan for hanging out with us here for a few minutes. So we broadcast live from Fido World Cup selection party draw day. We'll find out in about an hour exactly what all the groups are going to look like in the 2026 World Cup. But we'll come back and chat with Roddy Nabalsi after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, there it is right there. Got to get back. Payback. Revenge. It's one of my favorite songs ever recorded. I'm mad.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you and the listeners. I can't hear anything.
This is James Brown.
Well, I would love to hear him. I like
payback.
Because where we're broadcasting at Fidel from the World Cup selection party, it's so loud in the background, I can't hear anything.
Payback.
I'm glad you can. And I can hear you doing it, so that's helping me.
Get down with my guy friend.
That sounds perfect. I can't hear anything. Midday show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Like we said, broadcasting live from Fideau World Cup selection party. Just 45 minutes or so from now, they're going to start releasing the different groupings ahead of the 2026 World Cup. So as we know them, we will tell them to you. And as the day goes on, we'll have various different guests sit down with us here live from the party. Brad Guzan was with us about half hour ago. We're going to have the mayor on.
Yes.
Mayor Andre Dickens is going to be on the show.
Yes.
I don't think we've ever had any, like, powerful
political folks
on the show.
They don't let us do that stuff.
Yeah, we're going to ask the hard hitters, man.
Yeah.
We're going to go after him.
Yep.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Anyway, he'll be on with us in the 12 o'clock hour. But as always on Fridays at 11:40, ahead of Georgia football games, Roddy DeBalsi from UGASports.com joins us. Roddy, how are you?
What up, Rod?
I'm doing fine, guys. Hey, I was the ninth grade treasurer of my class, so don't tell me you haven't had some big-name politicians on your show. That kind of hurts my feelings.
I mean,
it was a contested election, but, you know, we had a write-in campaign. I got in there. But no, we had to play a little payback there, and I didn't know Randy had such good pipes, but he could sing it really well. And that's hopefully what Georgia gets this week when they face Alabama. It's going to be – everyone's thinking about that first game where the Dogs came a yard short of probably – or one tackle short of winning that game. But both teams are just handicapped. Threw Bobo out, LT Overton out. It is a – battle of attrition to see who's going to win this game. So I know a lot of people want to read into the last game, but this one's going to feel completely different to me.
Tell me about Drew Bobo. I obviously not going to play tomorrow, but is there any chance that he's going to be back with Georgia at any point during this run?
He texted a friend of mine, said he's out. So when I took that to be out as an out, he's going to have surgery. Everyone saw him walking into the locker room, you know, to be looked at. He looked okay. He's walking fine. It's like, you know, he's walking under his own power. But I think it's a broken bone in his foot, maybe a Lisfranc fracture or something like that. And those take forever to heal. They're looking at different possibilities. He doesn't want to miss the game Saturday, so he's going to wait till after that game, get the surgery. So, yeah, I don't think we'll see him the rest of the year, which puts Georgia in a real pickle because, yeah, Malachi Tolliver, that's a guy coming off his own surgery earlier in the year. And I'm not trying to throw the kid under the bus, but he's not as good as Drew Bobo. Drew Bobo will probably be, you know, second team all SEC. This is a guy who could go to the, you know, maybe first team. He was probably going to go in the NFL draft, or at least he would be looked at. If he wanted to go, he would be drafted. But now I think maybe he comes back next year because, you know, he'll miss all the combine and stuff like that. So it's a good news, bad news situation, but they'll have all week to work Malachi Tolliver and maybe Cortez Smith, the true freshman, who is – he's on that level of Juan Gaston and Dontrell Glover. He's going to be an elite player, but he's got so few snaps because he's been banged up. So it's a real question at center right now for Georgia, but at least they'll have had, you know, 8 days to work on it.
Rock, take me back to last Saturday last Friday against Georgia Tech. What did you see offensively for this team? Was Tech doing something different, or was it just the offense wasn't clicking?
Little column A, little column B. Georgia's, I mean, Gunnar Stockton was not on target. And then when Bobo goes down, that kills your very effective run game. I mean, that's the one thing they could do. Losing him made it really tough. But, you know, when you, I was told this about Gunners, like, he was so psyched up for this game, he was probably vibrating inside his helmet. This guy just bouncing back and forth, wanting to win this game. And I feel like maybe he's pressing a little too hard, and you got to be a quarterback, not a middle linebacker, and that's kind of the way he was geeked up for it. But also, Georgia tried passing on first down, and they missed a lot of those.
Yes.
Well, so what happens when you're looking at second and 10? What are you going to do? You're going to run the ball. Now, what is Tech knows is coming, so they send 7. And Georgia would get a hat on a hat, but when they bring more guys and you have blockers, they take away your run. And now here's the thing. You sell out to stop the run, and sometimes good things happen. Sometimes, as we saw, they got gashed. So Tech was playing the odds. They guessed right more than they guessed wrong, and they kind of stymied Georgia's offense. So also, and this is not a shove against Josh McCreary, but handing the ball to him 13 times instead of Chauncey Bowen, that's not a recipe for success, you know, on your own 30. If you get on the other side of the field and you want to start pounding number two, and especially when Georgia's sitting on, like, goal, first and goal from the 7, I'm like, okay, that's an automatic touchdown from McCreary. Give it to him 3 times. But he saved your bacon many times, but I just don't see him as being the elite back who can run those pulls and counters.
I agree.
Yeah, how much is that about Bowen still kind of being banged up versus, I mean, I don't know if they're trying to preserve him for the SEC championship game or whatever. How do you see the carries breaking down tomorrow against Bama?
I think Nate Frazier. Remember the Alabama game with Nate? He fumbles on Georgia's side of the field. The defense bows up and holds him to a field goal. That was the difference in the game. Frazier gets benched and then plays very sparingly in the next three or four weeks. And when he comes back in, he's just a different guy altogether. He's working, you know, Randy's was taught, you know, 3 points of contact on the ball. This kid's got 14 different points of contact. You know, he's running differently. He's hunched over the ball. It's like, it's not Nate Frazier. But you've seen him in the last few weeks. He looks different. So I think he's going to have a, something to prove tomorrow, as is Chauncey Bowen. He's always missed a couple games. I think he's healthy enough to get out there. So I don't want to say 50-50, but Georgia needs to be able to run the ball in this defense.
Yeah.
Take a little of the pressure off of, Gunnar Stockton, and just keep Ty Simpson on the sideline. So here's the other thing. If I'm Mike Bobo, and I never want to give him advice, but I'm just thinking, you haven't really used Gunner a lot running. This might be the week to send him as well. Because you know Ty Simpson can run it, so hey, don't just let him run it when he needs to. Call some actual runs for him and make Alabama adjust to that. And when you have Chauncey Bowens in the backfield, you know you can throw to him. You know you can throw to Nate Frazier. I'm sure we'll see Cash Jones in there. It's going to be a pick your poison for the Alabama defense, because Georgia's not going to be tipping their hat as to whether it's run or pass.
And throw it to the damn tight ends.
Please, for the love of all that's holy, you know.
Yeah.
And here's like, I'm fine with 13 personnel the whole game, you know.
Yeah,
just give me Lawson Lucky, Oscar Delph, and Elias Williams out there. Big
number 10 out there. Yeah, get number 10 out there as much as possible.
And here's the thing, he didn't play last time, did he?
He did,
so, right? That's true.
Yeah, let's see what he can do.
What about defensively, Rod? I mean, they're getting better and better, Rod. I mean, I don't know. It might have been a month ago. I was like, Rod, is this team ever going to be able to rush a pass? And you're like, Like, they've been a lot better. Is it more the scheming, or is it just the personnel just getting more and more experience, especially those guys on the edge?
I asked somebody on the defensive side specifically that. I'm like, okay, I'm out there publicly saying this defense is not good, and now they're playing better. So what was I wrong? He's like, no, you were right. To start, I was like, okay, because that's the only thing that matters, guys, is whether or not I was right, not whether or not anything else happened. <You know? laughs> But he said, he said, look, Gabe, first year starter, you know, number 0 on one side. Quartavius Johnson, he says, not only is he a first year starter, you know, he didn't play that much defense in high school. Look at our guys in the secondary, you know, DeMello Jones, first year starter, Ellis Robinson, first year starter. And he said the same problem we had before, whether it was, you know, the pass rush making it tough on the secondary, or the secondary not being able to hold long enough for the pass rush to get home. He says the same, you know, system that was working uncomplimentary the first time is now working complimentary, and we are getting home on some of these guys. We're getting a pass rush. He also said keep an eye on big number 90, you know, Elijah Griffin, sometimes just bull rushing his guard into the quarterback's lap, you know, and then Christian Miller just kind of zipping through there. So they're getting pressure from the inside, from the outside, and they're sticking with their coverage a little bit longer. And it's not leaps and bounds, but, you know, they're number three in the SEC in scoring defense. So the numbers are kind of also showing that this defense has gotten better.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you where Georgia has improved the most from the first time they played Bama till now, and probably pretty clearly the answer is defensively. So maybe more specifically defensively, or if you want to go another direction, where's Georgia better now than they were in September?
It's got to be in the secondary. I mean, this was – we talked about the fact that they converted, what, 13 of 19 first downs. I think they went 7-7, or actually it might have been 8-8. I think it was 7-7 in the first quarter on third down. And it's like, oh, well, that was bad enough. Yeah, well, they were also hitting in the second quarter too. So Georgia's gotten a lot better there. But, I mean, the first seven, eight games, they had four picks, and then they've had four picks in the last three games. And, again, that's not the number one caveat, but actually they were dead last in sacks. Now they've got more sacks. But some of those sacks have been thanks to the secondary. So I really think the secondary, which was such an Achilles heel, and people kept saying, well, you think Georgia can win the SEC? I'm like, hell, I'm worried about them winning their next game. Because, I mean, look how good Joey Aguilar at Tennessee looked against that secondary. Look how good Kentucky looked good against them. I mean, Auburn was torching these guys. They made Jackson Arnold look like a Hall of Famer. So whoever they faced, that quarterback was just salivating. And now it's not as easy. So that's been the big jump. It's still not great, but it's leaps and bounds from where they were.
Ron, last one, and my favorite phrase that you say is what we're hearing. What were you hearing about the flip of the quarterback to Vanderbilt?
So when it first came out that he might flip, I talked to a money guy. I was actually in his suite in the Mercedes-Benz Dome for the Georgia Tech game, which is really nice, by the way. I sent you a picture, Randy. I hope you enjoyed that.
They did. Maybe.
Yeah, and so I'm asking him, hey, what's going on, Curtis? What's going on with Curtis? He says we're stepping up. They won't outspend us. We've got, you know, more people involved in this. They called in some folks, so he's got a great NIL package. He says if we lose them, it'll be the playing time, and that's exactly what it came down to. The kid's mom wanted him to come to UGA. His agent wanted him to come to UGA, but the kid wants to play in his first year. And if you come to Georgia right now, you're going to be sitting behind Gunnar Stockton, maybe Ryan Puglisi, maybe Ryan Montgomery. Go to Vandy. You don't even have to pack up your stuff. You just go over to practice and you're the starter. So that's what it all came down to.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, that's kind of what we speculated.
Yeah.
Everybody's throwing money at him.
Yeah.
It's got to come down to something else. Roddy, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Appreciate you, my boy.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Roddy DeBalsa there, UGASports.com, every single Friday ahead of Georgia football games. We knew it. I mean, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
He's in the suite with the money man.
Yeah, he's
seen
that picture, though.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah, man. But I'm so excited for this game tomorrow, Buck. Man, it's like I said, it's going to be a great time, and it's probably going to be another damn classic because it's damn Georgia-Bama.
Yeah.
It's Georgia-Bama.
Probably.
It's just what it is. Ain't no, well, if Georgia blows, like, would you consider what we did to Texas a blowout?
Yeah.
See, we're not going to do that. I don't think we do that.
Yeah.
I think it was,
but it also, you know, it was close.
It was close.
In the second half.
And then Georgia
scores that touchdown, gets the onside kick, scores again, and but they also, they pretty well dominated from get-go in that game. I would be surprised if that happens in this game for a lot of different reasons.
Right.
I mean, it's Georgia-Bama.
Yeah.
That never happens. Alabama plays everybody close, whether it's Georgia in the SEC championship game or it's, you name it. Like,
right.
Alabama and Kalen DeBoer. Like, I watch Kalen DeBoer coach a lot of football games. They're all terrifying.
Right.
Like, if you're a fan of his team.
White knuckles.
Even if they get out to an early lead like they did last year against Georgia, it's a one-point game in the fourth quarter. That's
right.
Just, for whatever reason, that's what Kalen DeBoer teams do. Now, he ends up winning a lot of them.
Right.
He wins a lot of football games as a coach, but every game he coaches in ends up being really, really nerve-wracking. That's what I expect it to be like tomorrow, too. Plus, also, both teams are really good.
Yes.
Which is why they're in the SEC championship game. All right, we'll come back. We'll get you an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour, get you set for some of the big games coming up this weekend in the National Football League, of course, including the Falcons and the Seahawks here in Atlanta. Get back into some college football at 12:20 as well. We are broadcasting live from the World Cup selection party, the draw day party here at Fideau in Buckhead. You can come to the – it's like a block party.
Yeah, man.
You can come hang out.
It's getting thick up in this
side. There's a lot of people here. It's a really good time. Hopefully you can hear it in the background. But we'll be back with hour number two after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.